Comeback, a Parker novel by Richard Stark. Foreword by Lawrence Block. Narrated by Keith Sarabica. Foreword. Back in 1991, I got a phone call from Kenneth Turan of the Los Angeles Times Book Review, wanting to know if I'd be interested in reviewing Perchance to Dream, Robert B. Parker's sequel to Raymond Chandler's The Big Sleep. I'd long been a great fan of both writers, but you might not have known that from my response. I said, "Review it? I don't even want to read it." "I know what you mean," Kenny said. "I don't think I could say anything good about it," I said, "and I don't want to say anything bad about anybody's work, which is why I've pretty much stopped doing reviews." "Well," he said, "how about writing about something I already knew I liked, an appreciation of an old favorite for a new feature they'd started? Could I think of something I'd like to praise in print?" I didn't have to think. "Don Westlake's Parker books," I said. "Oh, perfect," Kenny said. "I love those books." "Me too." I was on a book tour when we spoke, and when I got home I went to work on the assignment. It took me a long time. Not to write the piece, that was easy enough, in the work of a couple of hours. But first I felt the need to refresh my memory, by sitting down with the complete 16-book series and reading them all in order. Was this necessary? No, of course not. I could have written the article without opening a single one of the books, let alone reading all of them word for word. But the main reason I accepted the assignment was that it gave me an excuse to revisit the books. That really was the payoff. The couple of bucks the paper paid me was sort of a bonus. Writing the piece was pleasant enough, but rereading the books was a genuine treat. I knew going in that it wouldn't be disappointing, because I'd already read several of the books more than once. They were, as I'd already established to my satisfaction,